The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,300. That's the jackpot today for Can't Beat Raven. Albany, you feeling confident like you can take Raven down?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. $2,300. Here we go.
All right, let's see. I don't know. For whatever reason, Albany, today I've been really stressing over these questions. So I'm hoping that that's a good sign that you're going to take him down. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Blake Shelton says that the divorce rumors are not true. He and his wife, Gwen Stefani, are fine. They met on the set of what reality singing competition?
American Idol.
Number two, a 1986 Michael Jordan autographed rookie card recently sold for a record $2.7 million. Michael Jordan starred in which 1996 movie alongside the Looney Tunes?
Space Jam.
Number three, Mattel launched their first autistic Barbie doll to showcase diversity and inclusion. What city does Barbie come from?
Malibu.
Number four, Miranda Lambert is going to sing at NASCAR's biggest stage. She's going to perform at the pre-race concert at the Daytona 500 next month. What does NASCAR stand for?
National Association. I don't know.
And number five, in his now famous 1991 Teen Beat interview, Leonardo DiCaprio says his favorite actor is Jack Nicholson, who coincidentally starred in his favorite movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What author wrote the novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go.
Yo.
Albany only got one.
Oh, not great. Let's see how I do.
I might have made him too hard. Number one, Blake Shelton says that the divorce rumors are not true. He and his wife, Gwen Stefani, are fine.
Mm.
They met on the set of what reality singing competition?
On The Voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Number two, a 1986 Michael Jordan autographed rookie card recently sold for a record $2.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan starred in which 1996 movie alongside the Looney Tunes?
It'd be Space Jam.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three, Mattel launched their first autistic Barbie to showcase diversity and inclusion. What city does Barbie come from?
Oh, it's from Wisconsin. I don't know.
Willows, Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay.
Number four, Miranda
Lambert.
That's
a hard question.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
Number four, Miranda Lambert is going to sing at NASCAR's biggest stage. She's going to perform at the pre-concert at the Daytona 500 next month.
Okay.
What does NASCAR stand for?
Oh, National Automotive Stock Car American Racing? No.
No. National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Auto Racing. Oh, man.
Man,
if you had gave me a few more seconds, I'm going to have that one.
No, you didn't even get it right.
Come on!
You said National Automobile or something like that.
I said auto...
You didn't say association.
I did!
Number five.
The playback will show.
Number five. In his now famous 1991 Teen Beat interview, Leonardo DiCaprio said his favorite actor is Jack Nicholson, who coincidentally starred in his favorite movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Great movie.
Who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Stephen King's brother, Frank.
No, Ken Kesey. All right, I'm sorry.
Whoever that guy is.
Albany, he beat you too. He's fascinating. Mm-hmm. He's like, he was like part of the cult, remember? Like, okay.
No,
anyway.
I don't know which cult. There was other cults.
Yeah, no, 2-1 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. This is Albany and Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,400 tomorrow, Anna.